from a policy perspective, there's both good news and bad news. The good news is there is a way out of the conundrum we find ourselves in right now. New business models that embrace sharing are emerging, and there's increasing competition in the market that can lead to licensed services that consumers do indeed want to adopt, and the rights holders are coming around to offer better, cheaper, more convenient, easier to use services online. And I think that will eventually make the lawsuits go away, fade away over time. The bad news is we're years away from that. And I acknowledge that the potential of future business models and ways out of these problems don't help any of the individuals today who are being sued or any of the lawyers who are helping them. Right? That future potential is not particularly relevant. Unfortunately, don't think there's a quick fix from a policy perspective. Cure-alls like compulsory licensing or simply legalizing file sharing are not only politically impractical, but also, I think, not good policy. We're at a time where it is worth waiting to see what the market does, and I think it is premature today to go with these drastic solutions. At the end, I'll try and suggest some policy paths we can go towards, ones we should be focusing on, instead of focusing on these more drastic measures. So what I think worth maybe starting out with is to think about the ebb and flow of the peer-to-peer policy discussion over the last few years. We started with simply focusing on extensions to copyright holders' protections, mandating DRM, more secondary liability, other sorts of proposals of that sort, the sort of technological lockdown, re-architect the internet proposals. Those are the worst path I think we can go on. Also, a drastic measure, terrible. I would prefer compulsory licensing to that. But compulsory licensing, I think, is only a second worst alternative that has arisen out of this policy debate. Compulsory licensing brings with it a host of problems about government intervention and control in this market. How do you price the goods efficiently? We need only look at Section 114 and 115 to see how compulsory licensing have not evolved with technologies particularly well, how there have been protracted royalty disputes, and how it's just been a massive intrusion in the market that has not accomplished its aims particularly well. I think that's particularly the case with Section 114, which has in many respects been a disaster. Legalizing file sharing would be equally dramatic, and as Professor Hank Parrott suggested, there have been arguments for doing so on the basis of the decreasing production, distribution, and marketing costs. That argument has some merit to it, that maybe record sales don't matter as much anymore. At the same time, killing off that revenue stream of record sales could have drastic consequences to the revenue of the industry, but also to the size and diversity of artists, the sort of music environment as a whole. Marketing costs still do matter. They're still important. They're particularly important to the hit artists, and though certainly we could have a music culture without those hits, certainly some people really enjoy them, and I have a hard time begrudging their enjoyment, saying it's not important to think about that. I would feel much more comfortable going with these sorts of solutions if I thought that we were at a point where they were the only necessary course, the only appropriate course of action. Instead, I think the market actually is moving towards a place where consumers will be offered ways where they can keep doing what they're doing, but legally, where they can find ways to legally download. And on the other hand, I think the music industry is not in such dire condition that we need to come up with a fix. It's not just the sort of less bold attempts at embracing file sharing that the industry has done, like iMeme, sort of closed filtered peer-to-peer. We're now seeing bolder moves that look kind of like voluntary collective licensing, like the Play Louder music service provider in Britain. Ways where really people are going to be able to download MP3s as much as they want, so long as they pay their ISP fee. What I think we're going to see is an ecology of models that evolve, driving more competition and more adoption of licensed services, paid services for legal downloading. We've already seen indicators in the market that rights holders are willing to embrace new types of services, and we've seen indicators that consumers are also willing to pay for music. These are just the barest of trends right now. They're not substantial, but I think they do point towards a potentially beneficial future. And again, that's a reason to not take any drastic measures to intervene in the market right now. But with that said, there certainly is damage being done, right? There are individuals who are being sued. And what can we do from a policy perspective? We certainly can do more than simply sit on our hands. That's not the point I mean to be making. We can combat attempts to mandate DRM or heighten secondary liability. And indeed, we can and should reform the DMCA and push for limits on secondary liability. Right? That will help innovators not get sued. It'll help innovation as a whole. And also provide the proper incentives to rights holders to not build their business model on the backs of DRM and secondary liability. But will that keep individuals from being sued for file sharing? No, it won't. Won't solve that problem. What might help to some extent are procedural tweaks of the sort that the Verizon case was focused on. We had Paul Levy from Public Citizen, Aidan Fine from the ACLU talk about ways they have been involved in fighting to provide more procedural protections for individuals. And it was brought up during the conference, well, what about taking away statutory damages for certain cases, having only actual damages for certain cases of file sharing? What about, as Mark Lemley and R. Anthony Reese have proposed, a sort of UDRP arbitration process for file sharing cases? I honestly haven't thought through all these proposals and or even the full range that could be possible. But I think if we're going to focus from a policy perspective, what can we do now? Those are the changes that we can make feasibly or can think about making. Those are the ones we should be focused on. So I'm open to starting that discussion. I want that discussion to happen. I think that would be quite useful. And in the meantime, I'm quite grateful to the people like EFF, Public Citizen, ACLU, and also the individual lawyers, Ray Beckerman, John Herman, Charles Mudd, who are trying to protect people today.